probably looking at about 10% more for steak and 15% more for that hamburger. The main problem is drought. That's really been thinning out some of the big cattle herds, and fewer cows on the market means higher prices.
A lot of people avoid beef, Matt, but they might have some pork. What's the story there?
You can probably blame the bacon fad, among other things. Pork already costs about twice as much as it did 5 years ago. This year, the problem is that there's a virus that has been killing a lot of hogs. Again, that means fewer animals, so higher price in the supermarket.
What about milk? You know, people are using less of it, but are those prices expected to go up?
Americans are using less milk, but the rest of the world is getting a lot more interested, especially in, for example, China, which is not culturally a big milk-drinking part of the world. But because of that global demand, a lot of people are saying that you'll see the cost of milk go up about 10% this year.
Cheese, too?
Yeah, cheese, too. Can't make cheese without milk. When milk prices go up, cheese prices do, too.
What about tomatoes?
Well, tomatoes are one of a whole lot of different vegetable crops that are really getting hurt by the drought in California. It's going to be 6 or 12 months before we know exactly what the California drought is going to do to the price of tomatoes. I can say without being glib that I'm starting to worry a little bit about my pizza habit between that and the cheese. But a huge amount of our tomatoes come from California, and that's really being hurt by their drought.
Another staple is bread, of course, Matt. It's rising in cost now.
Red winter wheat, which most consumers never really think about. It's sort of a technical term in commodities trading, but it comes from northern plain states mostly, like Nebraska, the Dakotas. And these areas, their weather's a little better this year, but last year they had a bad drought, and that's driving up bread prices.
And we're told to have nuts for heart health. Almonds are good. What will they be more expensive, or what, rather, why will they be?
You know, their buzz as a heart-healthy food has become so strong that the demand for them has really sort of jacked up. So in this case, you're seeing the prices go up more because so many of your fellow consumers want them than because of problems with weather elsewhere.
We really just have one more food group to turn to, seafood, fish, and we see that we're not going to get spared there either. Cost of salmon on the rise.
We eat a lot of salmon, and I've really been seeing that climb out here in the Midwest where I am. Here again, you've got an issue where as the food's reputation for healthiness gets better, you've got many more consumers trying to buy it. The other issue is that, you know, farming salmon made it a lot cheaper on the market for a while, but now the cost, ironically, of the things they use to feed the salmon have been going up, and that makes the salmon more expensive.
Well, Matt, it looks like we're going to be paying more for just about everything.
Yeah, it really feels that way, and, you know, it's a serious issue because if you're spending more on groceries, you've got sort of less money in your budget for other things. That can certainly ripple through the economy. It makes it tougher to be a restaurant owner, too, because you've got to either cut your profits or raise your prices and maybe drive some customers away. So kind of all serves as a reminder how much the weather, especially, can really affect our lives in ways that we might not notice right away, and in this case, that's the cost of food.